Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yudches, and we are at the Mishnah, the beginning of a new perek, the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Lechaim Toivim Moshe Chaim. So the second perek of Masechtas Erevin very much picks up with the first perek of Masechtas Erevin ended, stating that the first few dafin are going to have some divrei agada to Gemara. In fact, Erevin is underrated in terms of the amount of agada to Gemara that it has. Some of the most famous agada to Gemaras in Shas are tucked away in Masechtas Erevin. So today's daf is going to begin and feel like it's intense Erevin, but it's going to digress and then digress from its digression. The majority of the daf is going to be divrei agada. Zok de Mishnah. Oisin pasin libiroi. So this is an idea that's very important as one of the fundamental principles of the Masechta. It's something that we've seen already a little bit about. It's something that we're going to get to more intensely later in the parak. But for now, the basic halacha is that when the Yidden were oiler regel, they had a little bit of an issue. They would travel together with their animals. Sometimes on Shabbos, the animals would have to drink. In order to take water out of the wells, it would involve some level of hoitzah. The reason is because any area that is dalet by dalet tfachim and has mechitzos of 10 tfachim has a din of a rishos hayachid. The well, even though it was underground, but essentially it was dalet al dalet, it had mechitzos of yud tfachim, so it had a din of a rishos hayachid. The well was either in a rishos harabim or in a carmelis. Either way, you're not allowed to take water from the well and take it outside of the well. So it was an issue. How in the world are people supposed to take water from the wells in order for them to feed their animals? So the Chachamim said that there's a trick. What you could do is you can put up mechitzas, but you don't have to put up real bona fide mechitzas, but you can take pasin, put them around the birois, around the be'erois, around these wells. That's going to constitute mechitzas, and by doing that, that you'll be able to draw water to feed the animals. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the basic halachas, the kitzah shulchan aruch of these pasans. Says the Mishnah, arba, number one, you needed four diyumden. Each one was L-shaped at a 90-degree angle. It was diyumden, it was doubled, meaning it was a one board, but each one was really shaped in a way where you ended up with two. Nirin kishmoina. Divri Rabbi Yehuda Ramei. Omer Ramei says, shmoina. No, it's not enough to have four that look like eight, but rather you need eight that are nirim kishnei masa. So Rabbi Yehuda says, four which are eight. Rabbi Meir says, eight which are 12, which means he had four more. What are the additional four? Arba diyumdim, the same four that Rabbi Yehuda had. Arba pshutim. In addition, you had to have another four pasim. Those pasim were pshutim, as opposed to the other ones that were diyumdim, meaning these weren't folded, they weren't bent. So it's not 4 plus 8, but rather it's another 4, but those 4 aren't double. So you just add 4 to the 4, which is 8, and you add 4 to the 8, which is 12. These pasen had to be 10 tfachim tall. Why 10 tfachim tall? Because every mechitza has to be 10 tfachim tall. That was the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. V'roich ban shisha, they had to be 6 tfachim wide, the width had to be one amma. For Oivian Kolshu, they were allowed to be as thick as you wanted them to be. Ubeinayim, how much space had to be, or how much space was there allowed to be between these posts? Kimloi shte revakos, shel sholoi sholoi shbako. Divi Rameir. Rameir says that you had to have the distance to be able to take two groups of bakar, each one made up of three. So for 6 agolim to be able to fit in that area, that's how wide it had to be, which the Gemara is going to say is 10 amis. Rabbi Yehuda said, shal arba. No, not 3, but rather 4, which the Gemara is going to say is 33% more. So it's 13 and a third amis. Kshurois, how do you measure these animals? Do you measure the animals if they're tied together? The answer is, yeah, v'loy mutar, it's not loosely, meaning they're tighter. It's a smaller space. Achas nechneses v'achas yoitzes. Additionally, these two revokas of animals, you assume that they wouldn't be walking in the same direction, but rather one is nichnas, the other one is yoitze. It's just a question of how much space it's supposed to be. So you're imagining as if there were 3 going this way, 3 going that way. They were kishurois, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, 4 going this way and 4 going that way, kishurois. But achas nichnases for achas yoitze. Mutal lahakrif lebe'er. If you want to bring them closer, meaning you want to make the post closer, that's okay. Ubavach te para roisha veruba b'fnei v'shoitze. You just have to make sure that there's going to be enough room for one para to be roisha veruba inside those post and be able to drink. Mutal laharchik kolshu. Additionally, you're allowed to be marchikid kolshu. What does kolshu mean? Rashi says kolshu means as much as you want. I mean, usually the word kol shu means a little bit. It means just the opposite. Over here it means kol shu. Kol masha beliboy lasi sack of gold. You can make it as large as you want. Ubevachi yabe bepasa. The point, however, is if you're going to make it larger than that, you're just going to have to add posts. Because again, the rule is that you're not allowed to have more than 10 amis of space according to Reb Meir, more than 13 and a third amis of space according to Reb Yehuda. Another halacha. Reb Yehuda says, ad beis sasayim. That these pasal lebirois only work to enclose an area that's up to base sasayim, two base saws, which is 5,000 amos. And this is an idea that we've seen already many times, that any time you're dealing with either an inferior mechitza, or you're trying to put mechitzas up on a reshus that's somewhat inferior, so that there's always a limit to how much the chachamim allowed. And that, in this case, is also beis sasayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. They told Rabbi Yehuda, Amru beis sasayim. No, there's no halacha beis sasayim over here. Rather, when did the Chachamim give the share beis sasayim? Legino lekarfif. They gave it for reshuyos that are technically reshus hayachids. However, they're not reshuyos that people usually use. I mean that they're not reshuyos that people usually use. They're an inferior reshus. Again, you find the idea of beis sasayim where the mechitza is inferior, and you find the idea of beis sasayim when the reshus is inferior. So in this case, where it's a gino or a karfif, so the reshus is somewhat inferior, there you have the halacha based sign. But as it relates to pasam birois, there's no reason to have this halacha. Because the avalam hoyo deer, oisar, those areas that the animals drezach, oi mukta, oi chatzer, there the halacha is afilo base chameshes kurin, afilo base hasorah kurin, it doesn't matter if it's 5 kurin, a 10 kurin, mutter, it's always going to be mutter. And finally, the Mishnah says, in Tzveitimo, Umutter laharchit kolshu, if you want to make it far, you can make it farther. Ubavacha yarbe bepasin, as long as you make sure that you're going to add pasin, you're not going to have gaps that are going to be too wide. Either way, the Mishnah introduced the halacha of pasin libirois. And what did the Mishnah say? Oisin pasin libirois. That if there's a well, you want to give water to your animal, the well is a reshus hayachid. The area that your animal is in is either a reshus harabim or a karmelis. You can't take water from the well and feed it to your animal. However, there's a trick. The trick is you could put up a mechitza. It doesn't have to be a real legitimate mechitza. But if you put pasin, just put up these four double posts, according to a mayor, you have to have four additional posts. But the point is an idea of putting pasin libar. At first glance, it would seem that the mission is not like chananyo. The tiny went into the bride, so isn't pasin libar. You're allowed to put a pass around a bar, the chavalim, the shayaro, and a group of people that are traveling, a caravan, they're allowed to make mechitzas using rope, as we saw in the end of the previous parak. Chananya says, chavalim the bar, you're allowed to put chavalim the bar, avaloi pasin, you can't put pasin the bar. In other words, we have a braisa that brings a machloikis tanam, whether you can put pasin the bar, or you can't put pasin around the bar. Tanakama says, oisim pasin the bar. Chananya says, you can't put pasin the bar. So at first glance, Lema Masis like Chananya, but the Gemara says, I feel the same Chananya. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Chananya. Bar Lechud and Be'er Lechud. We're getting technical, but there's a difference between a bar with water in it and a Be'er with water in it. What's the difference? A bar is a pit. A pit doesn't have a natural source of water. When it rains, there's water. If you put water into the bar, there's going to be water. A be'er is a well. It has a natural spring that's feeding it water. Says the Gemara, even Chananya that says that you can't put pasin on a bar, holds you can put pasin on around a be'er. What's the difference? Rashi says the difference is that Chananya was worried that if you're going to put pasin around the bar, the only time you'll be able to carry within that reshus is if there's water in the bar. But the bar can sometimes dry out. So if there's going to be no water in the bar, so it's going to come out that the whole pasin lebirois are not really mechitzos. So it comes out the series is not a reshus hayachid. You're carrying in a place that really you have no business carrying. A be'er never runs dry. So being that the be'er never runs dry, so over there there's no chashash. Over there you have nothing to worry about. So either way, the Gemara says that even though at first glance it would seem that the Mishnah is like Chananya, because the Mishnah said oisim pasin lebirois, and Chananya said you can make chavolin lebar avaloi pasim. The teretz is be'er luchun and bar luchun. It could tell me some of the slightly different nusach of this exchange. Meaning, in the ikud amri, the maksha, the gemara that's asking the question understands that there's probably a nuance. There's probably a difference between a bar and a be'er. However, the tana or the maksha was medayik that from the fact that Chananya simply said oisin chavolin lebar, and he did it, him didn't say pasul lebe'er. So mechlad al chananya loishna bar veloishna be'er. Meaning, I understand there's a difference between a bar and a be'er. But if there's a difference, then how come Chananya didn't say anything about a be'er? So in the fact that he didn't say anything about a be'er, probably Chananya held that in halacha a bar and a be'er is one and the same. And if that's the case, chaval and impasim loy. So leiv masis and loike Chananya. Wouldn't it seem that the mishnah is loike Chananya? The Gemara says, I feel the same. Chananya the mind. The reason Chananya wasn't talking about a be'er is not because he holds that you can't put pasim around the be'er, because Chananya was just responding. He was talking to the Tanakama. Tanakama was discussing the halachas of a bar. Oisin pasim lebar v'chaval and neshiara. He was never talking about a bear. That's what Chananya wasn't talking about a bear. But enochinam, if you'd ask Chananya a question, what's the halacha? Could you put pasim lebirois? Could you put pasim around the bear? The answer is he would tell you yes. Either way, the Gemara assumed that our Mishnah is the loike Chananya. And after further review, the Gemara said it's not mucha. Who's Chananya? Chananya said mefurish and abraisa that you can't put pasin around the bar. And the assumption is, in the first Lishna, that if you can't put it around the bar, you probably can't put it around the bear either. In the second Lishna, we understand there might be a difference between a bar and a bear. But if when Chananya said you can't put it around the bar, he should have said that you could put it around the bear. And the fact that he didn't, so again, you see Chananya holds that there's no halacha pasin lebirois, and the Gemara said it's not mucha. Could be Chananya was talking specifically about a ba'ar, but he wasn't talking about a be'er. Bar is not okay according to Chananya. Be'er, yeah. Again, what's the difference? Because it's a lumbus. The pasim with birois only create a machitza to the extent that there's water. By the bar, Chananya was a little bit worried that maybe it's going to run dry. The be'er is never going to run dry. Therefore, he wasn't concerned. Zok Tigmar. Okay, so we thought the Mishnah might not be Chananya, and we figured out that it really could be Chananya. Zok Tigmar. But I have another Tana that maybe the Mishnah doesn't work with. It would seem that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah later in the parak. It doesn't matter if the be'er belongs to a rabbin or if there's a bar that belongs to a rabbin. U be'er hayachid, or if you have a be'er that belongs to a yachid. Oysen lehem pasim. You can make pasim. Aval bar hayachid. Oysen lehem mechitza gevoya asar tvachin v'rei b'kiv. But a bar of a yachid, that would have to be already 10 tvachim tall. What do you see from Rabbi Akiva? One thing. That a bar of rabbin, you could also make pasim. Meaning, even though the Rabbi Akiva said there's a chilik between a be'er and a bar, but a bar, the rabbim, you can make mechitzas. What's the kasha? Bilu hachak tani libirois. Libirois in, libirois light. Sounds like only for a be'er you're allowed to, not for a bar. So is the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says, not fill the time Rabbi Akiva. Could be the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Akiva. Be'er mayim chayim. Again, same difference. As it relates to a be'er, the psikale, loishnod, rabbim v'loishnod yachid. As it relates to a be'er, which is a natural spring, where there's no chilik, whether it belongs to a rabbim or belongs to a yachid, ketani bar. Nechunasin, the loy psikale, as opposed to Mechunasim, where it's not always the same. Because if the bar belongs to the Rabbim, it's true, you can make the Pasim. But if it belongs to the Yachid, you can't make the Pasim. So it's for that reason, like Tani, he didn't say it. So again, the Gemara assumed a diik, that from the fact that the Mishnah said oisim pasim lebirois and not lebirois, so it sounds like you actually can't make the pasim lebirois. That's not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said clearly that although sometimes you can't make it for a bar if the bar belongs to a yachid, but sometimes you can, and that is if it belongs to a rabbin. So isn't the Mishnah mashma not the way Teretz is? The Mishnah only talking about be'er, it's not talking about a bar. Why would the Mishnah not talk about a bar if you can make pasim for a bar? So let's talk about a bar. The Teretz is because it's like psikole. The Mishnah wanted to say something that's always true. For a yachid or for a rabbin, a be'er is good for a yachid, for a rabbin. As opposed to a bar, if the bar belongs to a rabbin, yeah, you can make pasim. But if the bar belongs to a yachid, over there you're not going to be able to make pasim. What's the svar in Rabbi Akiva? We explained the svar in Chananya. What's the svar in Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that as it relates to making pasim for a bar, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Chananya said you can never make for a bar. Why? Because Chananya was worried that maybe the bar is going to dry out. The pasim are now not creating a mechitza anymore. And if that's the case, you're going to be caring in this area, thinking it's a rishus hayachid. But really, it's not a rishus hayachid. What did Rabbi Akiva say? It depends. Amol yeah, amol nish. If it belongs to a rabbim, it's fine. If it belongs to a yachid, it's not okay. Zok Rashi, a one-liner. Dibra maskel bar harabim. The reason Rabbi Akiva was mechalik is because by a rabbim, he wasn't worried that it's going to run dry. Why? Because he paski maya, if it's going to run out of water, mitkriya hadadi, v'lay metaltali hasam. If you're dealing with a rabbin, this is a bar of a rabbin, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's a public bar. Oh, public bar, there's a sfar of mitkri adadi. As opposed to where it belongs to the yachid, there's no mitkri adadi. Where do we have the sfar of mitkri adadi? Zakrab Kivagar and Gilian Ashas. Ayin Lil, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. This is literally Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. This is the Vilna Gaon and the Maaser Rav. This is the halach of two people allowed to learn. It's the same concept that when you have a rabbi, you're not so concerned. Chachamim were less concerned about Gzeres Chazal when there's a rabbi. Then again, you have the reverse svara of Kederi de Beishutfi, like Chamimah v'lay Karira, but that's right already that we spoke about on Daf Gimel, regardless. So we thought maybe the Mishnah is like Chananya, the Mishnah could be Chananya. Then we thought the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. One final stab at trying to maybe figure out who the Tan of the Mishnah is not. Right, sometimes we're trying to figure out who the Tan of the Mishnah is. Here we have a whole exercise of, is the Tan of the Mishnah maybe not Chananya, maybe not Rabbi Akiva, Zakhtimar Levi Masis, and like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, the Tanan, Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, Imer, Ein Oisin Pasin, Elo the Be'er HaRabim Bovad, you can only make Pasin for a Be'er of a Rabbin. So what do you see in the Mishnah? Filu Hachak Tan of the Be'erais, it says all Be'erais. It sounds like any type of Be'er. Moishna the Rabbin, Veloishna the Yachid. Mora says, no, Filu Tame Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, could be Mishnah's going according to Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, my Be'erais, Be'erais the Amo. When the Mishnah said Be'erais, Lashon Rabbim, it just meant like all different, it meant just the general Be'erais. I mean, the Gemara thought Be'erais, Lashon Rabbim means the Be'er of a Yachid, the Be'er of the Rabbim, and the Gemara says that it's not Muchach, that's really what it means. Ma'idiyumdim. So what a Pasim. So Machloikis remain Rabbi Yehuda, but everybody agrees that four of the posts have to be Diyumdim. What exactly does Diyumdim mean? Amrab Yirmiya ben Elazar, Dayoy Amudim. These are Amudim, but they're double Amudim. And being that they're double Amudim, they're able to create mechitzos on all four sides. Either way, that's the definition of Daya. So before we digress and get into the Divrei Agada, I mean, there's one obvious question that just screams off the page after we learned the first parak of Masechta Zeirivin. How in the world does Pasi B'Rois work? I mean, we're taking for granted it's a Takanas Chazal, it works. What do you mean? There's a halacha of what a mechitza has to be. We learned the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah gave three definitions of a mechitza, or three criteria, three boxes that you have to check off in order to have a valid mechitza in halacha. Number one, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Number two, you have to make sure that it's oimin meruba ala paritz, or at the very least, it's not paritz meruba ala oimin. If there are more gaps than there is wall, it's a puzzle wall. And finally, you're not allowed to have one gap that's more than 10 amas. The Mishnah said very clearly that these pasin had to be 10 tefachim tall. Meaning, it has to check off the first box. But the other two boxes, l'chaira, it doesn't work. Because, these things were literally 6 tefachim and bent in half. So they were tiny. So l'chur, if they were tiny, then obviously you have parutz merub aloimet. So what happened to the halacha of parutz merub aloimet? Number two, machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, whether the gap could be 10 amis or 13 and a third amis. According to Rameir, it's 10 amis, it's good. It meets the criteria. It's that maximum share. But Rabbi Yehuda says 13 and a third amis. 13 and a third amis, what happened to the halacha of the fact that you're not allowed to have a pirtza in a mechitza that's yoysev b'aser amis? So the first Tosfos in the parak asks this kasha. Taisvis has a major yesoid to answer this kasha. It really ties into a lot of the important lumdus of Masechta Zeirivin. We're going to get into that later in the parak, but for now, a digression. So we mentioned that these four posts, right, it's gishmak sometimes to follow the paper trail of how the Gemara does its thing when it begins to digress. So what's the impetus? How are we going to go from here to Agadata? Yutches, Yutes, major Agadata Gemaras. Because we refer to these double posts as diyumdim. And the Gemara says, what does diyumdim mean? Daya yamudim. It's one post that's really two. On that note, says the Gemara, daya lemenuda, shevach, zoynis, niskalkel, bemida, shloishis, and b'tanah hasam, anointed, mishab, yudam, 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 says, kolashitin, peturim, all inferior types of figs are potter from demai. Meaning, if you buy these figs, you don't have to give maaser. The reason is, because why do you give maaser when you buy the mai? Because you chayshid, and maybe the Amaretz didn't give maaser. Why would the Amaretz not give maaser? Chaval la kesef. He doesn't want to give away the money. He's not interested in giving it to a Levi or giving it to a Kohen. Being that these are such billiger Michaels, so we're not concerned that he has no financial incentive not to give the maaser. So it's for that reason, Peturin. Chutz, there's one type of shitin with The halacha is that you chayev and you have to be mafresh tamay. And what is that? Min had the yupra. Mind the yupra. Omar ula ilon ha oisei daye peres pishon. This is a tree that produces two crops in a year. So again, you see, diyoy means two, means double. Omar Rabbi Yemi ben Elazar. Rabbi Yemi ben Elazar said another example of where you find this idea of diyoy, duo, Greek, English, right? This diyu always means two. So another example of where you find this, parts upon him, hoyoloi, the Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan had a diy parts upon him. He was made up of two people, two faces. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ochar v'kedem tzartoni. Ksiv. And so what do you see from there? Ochar v'kedem, that there was one person in front, there was one person in back. So Adam Arishan was one person, but he was literally made up of two. Even Hashem alikim es hatzela. The pasuk says that Hashem took Adam, and from Adam he made Chava. Right, the entire pasuk is Vayivan Hashem alikim es hatzela ashalokach mina Adam leisha vayiviyel Adam. So Hashem takes a part of Adam, makes a person, a woman, Chava, and then brings that person to Adam Arish. Zoktigim, Rabish was machlekes Rabish. Chadam one said parts of. What was this tzela? Meaning, what did Hashem remove from Adam to make Chava? He took a parts of. Adam was made up of two. So Adam was made up of two. So really what Hashem did was he just cut Adam in half. The Chadam, the other one says Zonov. No, Chava was made from the Zonov. Adam Rishon was born with a Zonov, like other animals, and that's what Chava came. Vishon, the man that made parts of. Vishon, the man that says parts of Adam, of Adam, and Sartani. So it's very good what the Gemara means when it says Adam, and Sartani. Adam Rishon was created two parts of him, Diyoy parts of him, or Dayoy parts of him. So this is the parts of Elam, and the Zonov, my Adam, and Sartani. So what does Och, and Sartani mean? Meaning Adam Rishon was created as one person, not as two people. So the Gemara says, "Kidurab Ami." It means Rab Ami. Amr Rab Ami. Ocher the Ma'ase Bereishis veKodam the Peronius. Adam Rishon was the last of the Ma'ase Bereishis to be created. Adam Rishon was created on Friday, on the sixth day, but he was the first one to be punished. Zok to Gemara. Pishlam Ocher the Ma'ase Bereishis lo Yivriyad Mali Shabbat. Adam Rishon was created in an erev Shabbos. Elam Kodam the Peronius Ma'i. Where do you find that Adam Rishon was the first one to be punished? Ilam Mishum Klolo. This is referring to the Klolo. Bezeis Apechatoy Chalechem. You're gonna die, right? All the Klolos and Parshas Bereishis after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. But the Gemara says, even though Adam was from the first, but he wasn't the first. Hapetchil Neskal Nachash. Ulubeskoyf Neskal Chava. Ulubeskoyf Neskal Adam. Adam is actually number three if you're keeping score. Ella, the Gemara says Lamabel. It's referring to the Mabel. The Chesiv Ayimach has Kola Yekum Asher Alpnei Adam. By the Oynish of the Mabel, Hashem destroyed. He wiped out everything. Alpnei Adama. May Adam Vaad Behema. Also, it says first Adam and then it says Behema. So what does Ocher Vekedem Sartani mean? Either it means Ocher Vekedem Doi Tsar Partzufin, that Adam Arishon was created two people, that's where Chava came from, or it's referring to Achar L'maisa Bereishis. Adam was the last one to be created, but ultimately mankind, not Adam Arishon, but mankind, by the Mabel, was the first to be punished. Bishlam, the man that made parts of, Hainu Dechsev, Vayitzer, Terein Yudin. I understand the two Yuds. Why two Yuds? Because there were two Yitzirois. It is one person, but really made up of two elements of Zonov. But if Chava came from the Zonov, my Vayitzer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi Yitzri, Oili mi Yitzri. The pasuk is referring to two Yitzers, or Yitzer and Yitzer. That when a person's in this world, say he finds himself in the middle of a tremendous conflict between his Yetzer Hara and his Yetzer Tov. And if he decides to follow his Yetzer Hara, Oyli Mi Yitzri, his conscience is going to get him at some point. And if he decides to follow his Yetzer Tov, Oyli Mi Yitzri, he's going to have to fight on Mechemes HaYetzer. And that's what's symbolized in Vayitzer with the two Yuds, Yitzer and Yetzer. Mishlam, the man of a Parzov, another question, Hainu Dechsev Zocher Nekev Abraham. It's the Lashon Rabbim. El Amand Amma Zonov, Mai Zocher Abraham. Meaning, first it was Adam, and then it was in a cave. Zocher in a cave Barim sounds like Adam and Rishon, Zocher, or Adam and Chava, that Zocher and the Keva were created together. But if it was first Adam and then Chava, so what's this Lashon Barim? Because So here it sounds like both were created together, and then it says no, Bara Oisai, first Adam, but Chila also b'machshava livrei shnayim, because when it was all b'machshava to create Adam, Hashem wanted to create Adam and Chava together. Ula b'saif, however, at the end, loy nivra ella echad. Only one was created. It was all of b'machshava. Just like Chazal say, it was all of b'machshava to create the world b'midas adin. And at the end, Hashem created the world. It was meshate for the midas harachamim. On that same vein, it was all of b'machshava to create Adam and Chava together. Ultimately, Hashem only created Adam by himself. Ayin b'teres chayim. He says something beautiful that ties into Ray that we've spoken about in the past. The income of Kermel Harach. Bishlam, the man of a partsuf. Bishlam, according to the man that says that Chava was a partsuf of Adam, meaning Adam was created with these two partsufim. Hainu dechsev, Yiskar Basar Tachtena. After Hashem removed the part of Adam that would ultimately be Chava. So it says that Hashem had to perform some form of reconstructive surgery on Adam. So you understand the surgery. But if all it was a tail, my vayiskar basar tachtena. So what the cleanup work did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? I'm Rav Zvid, Vitem Rav Yirmiya, Vitem Rav Nachman Vayiskar, very poshly, and Yisrael Makam Chata. At the end of the day, there was an incision, it was a procedure, there was an operation. So whatever had to be done was closed off. Bishlam, the mandam azonov, hainu dechsev vayiven. I understand vayiven, because the pasuk says that Hashem took whatever he removed from Adam, and vayiven Hashem alikim asatzela, and he created Chava. Oh, there was a binyan. You took from a zonov and you made a person. Eleman, I'm a partsov. But if Chava was already created together with Adam, because it's Zachar and Akeva, Baram, it was Dayoi Partsufin, it was Ocher Vekedim Tzartani, Samai Vayiven. Zachti Gemara, look, Rav Shimon ben Menasio, the daughter of Shimon ben Menasio, Vayiven, Hashem Alekim, it's Hatzei, the Malam, Chikil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chavas here, Vehivil, the Adam HaRishon. And that's the way he presented her to Adam HaRishon. Chekein, where do you find Vayiven to mean braids? Bekraki Ayam. If you go overseas, you'll hear Koyrin, there are places where they refer to Kalisa as Bini Yosef. Davarach, another pshat, what Vayiven might mean. Vayiven Hashem, Lekim Amrav Chizd. What it means is that Hashem made Chava like a binyan of an oitzer, like a place where you store things. How so? Ma oitzer zeh rocha milmato v'katzal milmailo. If you have a container, a place where people keep things. So one side of it is going to be narrower than the other side. At some point, it's going to be narrow. On the other side, it's going to be wide. Kidei lekabelas haperis. So you should be able to put the peris in, but at the same time, you don't want the peris to fall out. Afo isha ruchava milmato viktsara milnailo kidei lekabelas havlad. So like this, her womb is shaped like this oitzer. It's like this, she could be able to be mekabel of love. Vayivel el ha'adam. So the pasuk that we're discussing says, vayiven Hashem lekimas atzelo, asher lokach min ha'adam leisha, vayivel el ha'adam. Zok de Gemara, Melamed, she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushbinus la'Adam HaRishon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu got involved in preparing the wedding of Adam HaRishon. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rolled up his sleeves, Kavi Yochel. Mikan, you see from here, le'godol she'yase shushbinus le'katan. That is an idea, even for a chashev person. You shouldn't assume that this is maybe eno lefichvoidi. I'm not going to get involved in preparing the wedding. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvoide ve'yatzma, the pasuk says, vayiviyeh elo Adam, he's getting involved in the zivug of Adam and Chava. So it would make sense then, it would reason that any person should do the same thing. And we learn from here an important idea, not a halacha, but an idea, hashkafa. Mikan legodo sheyase shushbinus lekatan va'al yeroloi. Don't think that it's beneath your dignity. We're going to get back to this in the raid. By mandam a partsuf. Something gemara. According to the mandam, it says partsuf. Hamine was agibereisha. So if Adam was created with two partsufen, right? It was Adam and Chava, they were created as one. So who was first? Meaning, who was in front and who was behind? Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, mistaber de zoch es agi bereisha. It's mistaber that Adam was in front. Tanya lo yehalich Adam acheri isha b'derech. A person is not supposed to walk behind a woman. Vafilu hi ishtoi. Even if it's his wife, it's inappropriate. Nizam al gesh. What happens if a person's on a bridge and all of a sudden there's a woman? Yisal kenel let's start and just try to walk to the side. V'chalo oive acheri isha b'nar. And if somebody walks behind a woman in the nahar, where a woman's going to be in a compromised position, sneeus wise, in lo yehalich lo oivam haba. But the bottom line is, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that even though I don't know, but it's mistaber that Adam was first and that Chava was second, because it would have been inappropriate to be in the other way. Had Chava been first, that would mean that Adam would have been behind Chava. And there's an idea of, la'yehalich Adam achayri isha b'derech, va'afilu hi ishtoi. So even though Chava was his wife, but still it wouldn't have been okay. Zok to Gemara. We digress from our digression. Tanu Rabbanon. Hameratza mois l'isha. If somebody counts money for a woman, miyada liyada, and by he counts in a way where he inevitably is going to be constantly touching her hand. And he's doing it, but also he's doing it slowly. It's like this, he should be able to, you know, gaze at her. Even if he's on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ra, lo yanaka midina shel gehenim. So we do see this in this pasuk. What does it have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? Because yad li yad lo yanaka. Yad li yad is a double reference. It's a reference, number one, to someone that's miratzim mois mi yad li yad, number one. And number two, it's also a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was kibel Torah mi Sinai, but he was kibel Torah mi yadoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah went mi yadoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li yadoy shel Moshe. So that's the yad li yad lo yanaka. If someone is miratze mois miyad liyad, even if he's like Moshe, who was makabel the Torah miyad liyad, lo yinake ra. What does it mean? Lo yinake ra. Lo yinake medina shal gehenim. Amar Rav Nachman. Manoyach amar etzayim. Manoyach was an amar. Remember the pasuk says by Yaakov vayelach manoyach achri yishtay. Manoyach walked behind his wife. He's an Amoritz. He shouldn't have known that it's not okay. Ask Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Elo miyatik avi alkana. Dichse vayelach alkana achri yishtay. It says the same thing about alkana. Alkana went after Hachi. Nami, you're going to tell me alkana was an Amoritz? He wasn't. Vigabi Elisha, the great Elisha. Dichse vayokam vayelach achare. Hachi nami, obviously not. Elo. What does it mean? Va'yelach alkana achrei ishtoi. What does it mean by Elisha va'yokam va'yelach acharel? Achrei divarel va'atzas. It means he followed her advice, her bina yisera. That's what it means. Hachanami, so too by Manoach, you have no right that it was an Amma Oretz. So what does it mean? Va'yokam va'yelach Manoach achrei ishtoi. Achrei divarel va'atzas. Om Rav Ashi, l'maid om Rav Nachman Manoach Amma Oretz. Rav Nachman had a hava mino that Manoach was an Amma Oretz. Because what did the pasuk mean when it said va'yokam va'yelach Manoach achrei ishtoi? It meant that he physically walked behind her. In that Havamina, not only was he an Amoritz, but he was an Amoritz Deiraisa. Meaning, Afilu Bar Beirav Loikar. Meaning, he didn't even know what the children learned in Chumash. Because he should have known this from Chumash. The Pasuk says, Vatokom Rifka, Vena Roisel, Vatirkavna Lagmalim, Vatelachna Achreho Ish, Veloy Lefneho Ish. You see, Rifka didn't walk in front of the Ish, Eliezer, but when they were walking to her house, she walked behind the Ish. Why? Because she knew this halacha. If Manoach didn't know the halacha that it's inappropriate for a man to walk behind his wife, it means he didn't even know this pasuk. This pasuk in Parashas Chayesar. This was something already that he should have known. So the Gemara says that from here already, you see that in Rav Nachman's Hamamina, Manoach must have been not only an Amoritz, but he must have been a real Amoritz. On this note, Amar Rav Yoichanan, Achrei Ari, a person should walk behind a lion, V'loy Achrei Isha, not behind a woman. Achrei Isha, however, a person should walk behind a woman. So it's a shaila to walk behind a woman, behind the Avodah Zarah, a woman. Avodah Zarah is worse. Achrei Avodah Kechavim, it's better to walk behind the Avodah Zarah, v'lo yachori beis haknesses, rather than walk behind the shul, b'shoshe mispalim, at the time that they're davening. Because if they're davening, and you're walking behind the shul, and you're not davening, that's bad. For Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, kol ha'isan ha'shanim shayu adam ha'rishon b'nidui, all the years that Adam ha'rishon was in Nidui. So again, why are we talking about Adam ha'rishon? Because the Mishnah said, oisim pasim l'birois, arba diyumdim. And then the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, dayoy parts of panim hayo lo adam ha'rishon. So we had a whole Gemara that talked about Adam ha'rishon. One of the things that the Gemara discussed about Adam ha'rishon is actually the first thing, was that Adam ha'rishon was created two people, maybe, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara had a shaila, who was in front and who was behind. The Gemara said it's mistaber that Adam was in front. Because if Chava would have been in front, how would Adam be allowed? It would have been inappropriate for Adam to be behind Chava. So then we digressed a little bit about this whole idea of walking behind a woman and etc., etc. So now the Gemara is going back to talk about Adam Arishain. But specifically, if you notice, who's about to say what the Gemara is about to say? Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar was the one that said that Dayoy parts of panim hayolai la adam arisha. So it's the same Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. So there's two reasons why we're doing what we're about to do. It's behemshich to adam arisha, but even more to the point, it's Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Zakti Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Kol oisin hashan mishay adam arisha benidoi. All the years that adam arisha was benidoi. We'll see what that means soon. Hayolid ruchin v'sheidin v'lilin. He fathered no children, but Ruchin and Shadim and Lilim, all these different spirits. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayichi Adam Shloishim U'ma'ashan. Adam lived 130 years, and only afterwards, Vayoylet B'dmusay Ketzalmai. Did he give birth to human beings that are B'tzalim Elikin? Michal, what do you see from there? The Adar Idna, up until that point, Adam Arishan was Moylet, but Lav Ketzalmai Oylet. He wasn't being Moylet B'tzalmai. Freit the Gemara. Meis, Vayoyra Meir, Meir said, Adam Arishan Chasik Adalai. Adam Arishan was a tremendous Chasik. After Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he realized what happened. He realized that not only was he going to die, but he caused death to descend upon the world. And he felt terrible, and he felt like he had to do tshuva. Yashiv betainis, so he started fasting. How many taneisim? Meyav v'shloishim shana. 130 years. Upirish mino isha meyav v'shloishim shana. And he was punished from his wife, Chava, for 130 years. V'hela zarzei te'enim al psorei meyav v'shloishim shana. And he took fig branches and he put them on his basar, segufim, to torture himself for 130 years. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar said, "Kol oisem ashan m'shayi adam arishim benidui hoylid ruchin v'sheidin v'lilin." He fathered these ruchin and sheidin and lilin when? During the time that he was benidui. When was he benidui? So you see it from the next line, because what was his source? Vayichi adam shloishim m'ashan, and only afterwards vayodav kid musay b'tzalma. Meaning up until that time he fathered, but it wasn't medusa b'tzalma. It wasn't b'tzalma l'kim. So you see, for those 130 years, he's fathering children. It doesn't stem, because Rav Meir said, Adam Arishan Chasid Gadol Haya, and when he realized he did an Avera, he did tshuva for how long? For 130 years. And one of the things he did during those 130 years, he was Parish Meno Isha. So if he was Parish Meno Isha, he couldn't have fathered anything. So the Gemara, Rav Yirmiya ben Elazar, the Amira, seems to be contradicting what the great Tanner Rav Meir says. So the Gemara says, you have to say that Ki Kamrina Nahu B'Shich Vazera De Chazal Unzei. They're both true. Adam Arishan was perished from Chava for 130 years, and Adam Arishan was hoiled ruchin v'sheidim v'lilim for 130 years. How's that possible? It was through Shich Vazera that was Yotzo Be'oynis, not Derech Tashmish, and through that Shich Vazera, all the Shadim and the Ruchim and the Lilim came about. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar. Mikza Shvachay Shal Adam Oimrim B'fanav. So again, we mentioned two things that Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar said. The first one connected a little bit to the Mishnah Mesachtas Erevin, Pasan Libi Reis. The second, which was a halacha regarding Adam Arishan, then we mentioned the second thing Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar said regarding Adam Arishan. So now we're just going to have some fun. We're going to digress and talk about different things that Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar said as it relates to just different yagata. So what did he say? A classic. Miksa shvachay shal adam ayrim b'fanav. A person, if he's praising somebody else, so b'fanav miksa shvachay. The kulay shalay b'fanav. How do you know that? If you learn it from Noach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, ki oischa ra'isi tzadik l'fanay, Bidur hazeh. Kuloi, however, shalai b'fanam. How do you know you can give all the shvach shalai b'fanam? D'chsev, Noach ish tzadik, tamim hoya bidai roisa. What's the point? That when Hashem was talking to Noach, he only referred to him as a tzadik. But shalai b'fanam, what does the Torah say? Noach ish tzadik, tamim hoya bidai roisa. He wasn't just a tzadik, he was also a tamid. So there was much greater shvach shalai b'fanam than there was b'fanam. So what do you see? All the shvach when it's shalai b'fanav, but only mitzah shvachai when it's b'fanav, exhale. So the Gemara spoke a little bit about, or a lot about, Adam Arishan. And the Gemara says that after Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem told Adam Arishan that you're going to die, but not just that, from here, moving forward, any person that's born, at some point is going to die. And Adam Arishan realized that he caused death to come to the world. And he felt like he has to do tshuva. He has no choice. This is something he has to do. He has to do tshuva. So what was the tshuva? Said the Gemara, Hayra Meiroim, Adam Arishan Chasun Gadol Haya. Kimet Shirosh Nittes Amisa Yada Yasha Betainis Meyo Shloishim. He fasted 130 years. Upirish Mina Isha Meyo Shloishim Shana. The hell is Zarze Tainam Al Psaroi. Meyo Shloishim Shana. The tshuva of Adam Arishan was for the next 130 years. And what was the tshuva? He fasted. He was Pirish Me'ishtai. And he did Sigufim. He took these branches and he put them on his guf. And it was very painful that he went ahead and he did tshuva. Incidentally, I saw something unbelievable. The Rama wrote a sefer called Torah Sa'ila. When we learn Kachem, we quote it from the sefer sometimes. So it's a lot of Inyone Machshava. This is from the Rama. This is from the Rama. He wrote a sefer, it's two volumes, if you have the newer editions, and he wrote, and he talks about different inyane karbonos, and he also talks a little bit about inyane, he talks a little bit about inyane tumah v'tahira. So he makes a fascinating diuk. He says that you see that Adam Arishan did tshuva, serious tshuva, 130 years, but you don't find anywhere that Chava did tshuva. He says, how come Chava didn't do tshuva? So he discusses over there in this Torah Sa'ila why it is you don't find Chava did tshuva. I mean, Chava and Adam, they were both punished. Adam does 130 years of tshuva, and we don't find any remez, there's no reference at all of Chava doing any tshuva. But he says something very interesting. He says that we know that a woman is tamei when she sees dam nida. A man has the equivalent to Dam Nida. We saw this in detail when we learned Masechtas Nida. What's the equivalent? The equivalent is he has Tumas Shichva Zera. He also has Tumas Ziva. But there's a difference between a Zav and a Zava. A Zava is Dam. It just depends on is it the 7 or the 11. Depends where exactly in the cycle of her Damim she sees the ball. But it's Dam. By a man, the Zav is very similar to Zera. The Gemara says, a woman is Metama when she has a red discharge. A man is metama beloivin when he has a white discharge. So he says, what's the pshat? So this is the Ramah talking. Says the Ramah, because tumma comes from chet. The reason this tumas nida is because of the original chet of chava. The reason this tumas of shikhvazera and tumas zav and zava is all because of the original chet of Adam Arishan. Truth is, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says that after chava ate from the eitz hadas and caused Adam to eat from the eitz hadas, she got 10 klolos. One of the klolos was dam nida. So you see, it's a mefurish gemara. Erevin daf kuf, by the way. So it's a gemara mesachtes erevin, where the gemara says that there's a connection between the chet of the eitz hadas and between Dam Nida. So says the Ramah that Adam Arishan did tshuva on his Avera. Chava never did tshuva. We say in Yom Neirohim, Slichos, Im Yiu Chatoechen Kashonim, Kashele Gyalbinu. Im Yadimu Katoilo, Katsemer Yiu. An Avera is red. Im Yiu Chatoechen Kashonim. An Avera is red. But when you do tshuva, what happens? It's Kashele Gyalbinu. So he says Adam and Chava both did Averas. And because of the Averis that they did, they had Tumas, respectively. Zachar and Akeva Barom, they each have Tumah. But Chava never did Tshuva. Because she never did Tshuva, her Avera remained red. Because it remained red, that's why a woman is metama dam nida. Her zav is always going to be dam. It's always going to be adam, like the Gemara says, five different colors of red. But it's always going to be red. Whereas adam arishin did tshuva. Say he was zoychatim yiu chatoechen kashonim kashelag yalbinu. It was kashelag yalbinu. It was already white. Oh, it was white. That's why a man is metama beloivin. This is neither 101. He's metama beloivin. He has tumas shichvazera. He has tumas zav. It's always going to be white because his avera was white. I mean, his avera is white. But either way, that's as an aside. That's in the Torah Soil. That's not the raid bite. That's what the Torah Sa'iva says. But either way, just one ha'ar. And we mentioned this very, very briefly when we learned Masechtas Brachos. Incidentally, the Gemaras of Adam and Chav, if they sound familiar, because all these Gemaras were Masechtas Brachos. We mentioned it very briefly Masechtas Brachos, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is a fascinating piece from the Ramami Pano, above my pay grade. This is in the Sefer, the classic work of the Ramami Pano, the Asara Mamoros. It's in Maimer Chikur Adin. It's Chelik Dalid, it's Perek Shlishi. He says, Dvarim Niflam. He says, after Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, so Adam Arishan lobbied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he knew he was going to die. But he didn't want to die right away, meaning he assumed that he was going to die today. Hashem told him, you're going to die. Dying meant this was his one and only day he was ever going to live. So he had a chap. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramami Pano, and he says, I understand I'm supposed to die today. But instead of dying on my day, let me die on your day. Ki elef shanim be'einecha is kiyoy mesmo. One of our days, time relativity, is 1,000 years by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adam Arishan turns to Hashem. He says, I understand that you were goyze misa, but I don't want this to be on my day. Let it be your day. Why? He wanted to do tshuva. He wanted to have an opportunity to do tshuva. Says the Ramami Pano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's fine. You're not going to die on the day that you were born, meaning it's not going to be 24 hours, but rather it's going to be one day, but it's going to be one of my days. It's going to be Elef Shon. So Adam Arishan goes and he has to daven. He davens mincha. Davens mincha. Because based on the time that he did the Avera, it was the afternoon time. So he davens mincha and he's mekabel that he's going to fast every single day for the rest of his life. That was his tainus. That was his kabbalah. He's going to fast every single day for the rest of his life. Ultimately, how long did Adam Arishan live? Says Ramami Pano, we know he lived 930 years. He didn't live the full 1,000 years. He ended up living 930 years, which means he fasted 930 years. The Gemara said 130 years. The Ramami Pano said he fasted not 130 years, it was 930 years. Remez Ladavar, the gematria of the word tainis, is 930. Says Ramami Pano, there's another remez. Adam Arishan was mekabel this tainis for the rest of his life, which ultimately, he thought it was going to be 1,000 years, hoped it was going to be 1,000 years. It was really only 930 years when? B'shas tfilas mincha. We know that all the tfilas, shachris mincha, mayrva, kenega, the karbonos. So Shachris is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar, Minchas is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, and Ma'ariv is connected the Daktar Seimur. But Tosfos Masechta Brachos Daf Chavav Amibes, and we spoke about this, brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Mincha was instituted connected. It was instituted connected the Ketores. Because the Pasuk says, Tikoin Tfilasi Ketores Lefanecha. And the Tfilah, that Pasuk is referring to Tfilas Mincha. And you see that Mincha is compared to Ketores. Tikoin Tfilasi Ketores Lefanecha. That's Tfilas HaMincha. That was the Tfilah that Adam Arishon was Mekabel as Tainus. Says the Ramami Pano, the Rosh Tevis, Tikoin Tfilasi Ketores Lefanecha is tough Kuf Lamed. Because Adam Arishon, in retrospect, was Mekabel tough Kuf Lamed. 930 Tanesin. He was Mekabel 930 Tanesin when he davened Mincha. He says, that's why Eliyahu was Leinena El B'Tfilas HaMincha. You see, there's something very special about Tfilas HaMincha. This was the first Tfilah ever recited. This was Adam Arishon's Tfilah for Tshuva. His Tshuva was Niskabel. But either way, this is what the Ramami Pano says. Then he says something fascinating. He says, every child knows that how long did Adam Arishon live? 930 years. How long did David HaMelech live? 70 years. Really, Adam Rishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. What happened? Adam Rishon was very kind, and he gave him 70 years. Alaya, my cheshbon. You could have 70 years from David. Says the Ramami Pano, but if you think about it, it's not so simple. Why? Because Adam Rishon wasn't really a bailim on his years. Because really, Adam Rishon was supposed to have died as soon as he sinned. He was supposed to have died that day. He was supposed to live for that 24-hour period, less. Narvas, the Eibush, the Berev Chazdoi, was Mekabel this plea deal that Adam Arishon made. And that is, instead of it being my day, let it be your day. Instead of it being 24 hours, let it be 1,000 years. This is what he wanted. See, he says, Adam Arishon wasn't a balabos on his years. Had he ever a right to go ahead and give 70 years? His lashon is mikamakim hayetzarech siyua ki ein chavush materatzmoi va'arve de David arve tzarech. What do you mean? Who's co-signing the 70 years? Adam Arishon's giving you 70 years? That's just kind of balabas of Zayin Yar. Every minute that he's living is b'chesed Hashem. It's b'chesed Elyon. How does he have a right to go ahead and give away 70 years? So says Rimami Pano, I'm going to tell you what really happened. The truth is that Adam Arishon had an arif. He had a co-signer. Who was the co-signer? The Avos HaKadosh. Incidentally, if you go through this piece, it's Dvarim Neira. It was the Avos HaKadosh. So he says that the Avos were really supposed to have all lived 180 years. Right, Chazal say that Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. Really, he was supposed to live until he was 180. He died 5 years earlier, so you shouldn't see Esau. But really, Avraham Avinu was supposed to live till he was 180. Yitzchak lived till he was 180. Avraham was also supposed to live till he was 180. How long did Avraham live? He lived 175 years. He gave away 5 years, says the Ramami Pano. Yaakov lived 147 years. Yaakov, at the very least, should have lived as long as Avraham. Okay, maybe not as long as Yitzchak. But once Avram, who's one of the others, he lived 175 years. The fact that Yaakov didn't live like Avram is a kasha. What happened? He lived 147. What's the difference between 175 and 147? It's 28 years. Yaakov gave away 28 years. Yaakov had a son, Yosef. We spoke about this in the end of Masechtas Brachos. Yosef also had a din of one of the others. Major raid, Marshon, the beginning of Perek Arayo, the Inkam Mekaymah. This ties into everything here, ties into a bunch of raid bites. How long did Yosef live? He lived 110 years. Yosef, at the very least, said the Ramami Pano, should have lived as long as Yaakov, who lived 147 years. How many years I'm missing? 37. See, he says, Avram lived 5 years less than Yitzchak. Yaakov lived 28 years less than Avram. Yosef lived 37 years less than Yaakov. If you take 5 plus 28 plus 37, and you add it up, it's 70. Where did those 70 years go? Those 70 years went to David HaMelech. What do you mean? I thought the 70 years came from Adam Arishon. That's because Adam Arishon really wasn't a balabas on those 70 years. So he wrote a check for 70 years, but he couldn't clear that check. He needed someone to guarantee it. Arve de David, arve tzorich. Who was the Ariv of Adam Arishon? It was the Avos HaKadoshim. That was the backup. And they gave 70 years. He says, Mamish Dvarim, he says the way David HaMelech was called a ger. Who did David HaMelech come to a ger? Why would David HaMelech ever be referred to as a ger? He says, because David got his 70 years from the Avos, and the Avos came from Terach. I mean, fascinating raid. Either way, that's the second Ara. But one final Ara, and that is that the Gemara mentioned three things that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said. The third thing was, Miktsa Shvachesh al Adam Ayrim Befanov. V'kuloi shalai b'fanav. You can say mitzvah shvachi of a person b'fanav. But shalai b'fanav, you can say, hey, do you know you learn from Noach? Hashem told Noach, ki oischar isi tzadik b'fanav b'dar hazeh. That was b'fanav. Shalai b'fanav, you didn't just call him a tzadik. Noach ish tzadik, tamimai. So already called him a tzadik and a tamimai. So b'fanav, it was mitzvah. He was only a tzadik. Shalai b'fanav, he was a tzadik tam. Incidentally, what's Pashav Shah? What's this idea of mitzvah shvachi b'fanav? What's the reason for it? So Rashi says right here, because if you're going to tell a person his entire shvach b'fanav, so you're chanfening him. Because it's an idea. It looks like you want something from him. It just doesn't feel sincere. Chanif is a very bad thing. Kat chanofim are one of the katim that not mekabel the pnei shechina. So as a result, there's an idea of chanofa, and that's why it's not okay. The Marsha says he thinks maybe the pshat's a little bit differently. The reason is shlo yehesh mei a gaspoy. He says if you're going to go ahead, you're going to tell a person all his virtues in front of him. He's going to yachzik toivel atzma. He's going to become a balgaiva. You know, we've mentioned before. I have a sefer. It's called Eiras Elim. So it's Ha'aris from Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the Mechaber Sefer Peleoyetz, that he wrote on Shas. So on this Gemara right here, Erevin Yudches Amid Beis, Omri Abi Yumi Ben Elazar, Mikzah Shvachah Shal Adam, Erev B'fanav, V'kulay Shaloi B'fanav. Hine, Kigoy Nanan, Di Yasmi, Ki Yetzer Somuch, Oysa Shal Adam, Nene B'mashah V'shapchen Oysoi. V'gav Alibo, your person here Shvach, he could bring to Gaiva. Min Haroi Hu Shaloi Loi Mit Shum Shevach B'fanav. Really, the rule should be you shouldn't tell any. Forget about mixer shvachay. You shouldn't say any shvach. V'shloi lahagid mashas sipru b'shvachay shloi b'fanav. Why? Because it's going to come out that if you mishabeach a person, you're evil if they ever. Narvas imloy mipnei darkei shalom. He says it's only mipnei darkei shalom. But he says really, anytime you mishabeach a person, you're evil if they ever. What's the lifnei iver? You're causing him to become a balgaiva. Because now that he hears how wonderful he is, it may get to his head. So you're causing him to be a balgaiva. By causing him to be a balgaiva, it's not okay. Why do you do it? Neidark Yisholm. The truth is, the Balimusa say, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Misalanta. That Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that, why is it okay to give somebody COVID? L'chayra lifnei iver. So Rabbi Yisrael said that, you have to worry about your midas, and let him worry about his midas. He says, don't worry about his midas. If he has issues with Gaiva, he'll deal with it. You worry about your midas. Your midas are to, but either way, the Marsha, it's a Marsha right here, tucked away. In Perek Oysen Pasen, in the beginning of the second Perek Masechtas, Erevin Yudches Amid Beis, what's this idea of Mikzah Shvachei B'fanav? Because you give a person COVID, it could be a little bit dangerous. I heard many years ago from Yaakov Meir Shechter, so I had the schus to visit him. So he told me, B'shem da Arachayim HaKadosh. The Mishnah says in Ovis, everybody knows the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hu ha yo'omer, Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'tzelem Elokim. Chiba yesera noidas loy, Shenivra B'tzelem. Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'tzelem. Chiba yesera noidas loy, Shenivra B'tzelem. So Arachayim HaKadosh teached that if a person was, and again he continues, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Chibi Yisera Noidas Lehem, Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Meaning, not only were we created B'Tzalim Lekim, we were told we created B'Tzalim Lekim. Not only are we called Banum Lamakim, but we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim. So Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter said, B'Shem Darachayim HaKadosh. He said, what's this Chibi Yisera Noidas Lehem, Shenikru Banum Lamakim? He said, because if we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim, you know what that means? That Banum Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem is only Mikzah Shvachah. It means that we're really much more the Banum Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Because you're only allowed to tell a person Mikzah Shvachah B'fanav. So he said, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Wow, we're called Banum Lamakim. That in and of itself is noteworthy. But Chiba Yisera Neidasam. What's the Chiba Yisera that we were told and now we know about it? No, it's deeper than that. Because if we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim, you know what that means? That means that Banum Lamakim is only Mikzah Shvachah. And if that's only Mikzah Shvachai, that means our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch is really much greater than that. If it's really much greater than that, wow, that's mamish not shaykh. You know, the pasuk says, Banim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, that Ben Ezra, in Parashas Rei, on that pasuk, Banim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem, so that Ben Ezra says that a person has to realize that he's a Ben L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes Hashem's going to do things that he's not going to understand, and his is Lashon. Vim Lo Tivinuhu. If you're not going to understand what Hashem is doing, you should recognize that it's Kasha Lo Yavinu Habonim Aktanim Masay Avim. It's like a child whose father does something and tells him to go to sleep, tells him to eat, he doesn't understand why is he driving me crazy. But you know, even a child understands that his father has his best interest in mind, right? So when a person has things happen to him in life and he doesn't understand, says the Evan Ezra, you should remember, that's what he should remember, that it's kasha lo yavinu abonim aktan emasevir. And I always thought this was a dig, that banim atam l'Hashem aleikechem, we're not adult children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like banim ktanim l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? A person's relationship with his parents, it changes as he gets older and older. But the point is that your mamish banim ktanim, it's a kleina kin, your mamish a baby. And the loik tivinu, you should recognize that it's kasha lo yivinu a banim aktanim masi avim. You're not just banim l'Hashem aleikechem. We're banim ktanim. We're banim ktanim l'Hashem aleikechem. The Orchas Sadikim in Shara Simcha says, b'midas ha-simcha, that if a person wants to be besimcha, say, hey, how does a person get besimcha? It's not so easy to always be besimcha. Right, the Vilna Gaon said the hardest mitzvah in the Torah is v'yisach sameach. It's not so easy to always be besimcha. But midas ha-simcha tluya mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh that's associated with being besimcha. What is that? Sheyatztik kol me'oroisav. That any time something happens to a person, there's a mitzvah saseh, it's a very big chiddush. There's a mitzvah saseh, sheyatztik kol me'oroisav. Shenemar, v'yodatim lovecha. Sheka sheyaser ishes benoi, Hashem alekecha miyasrecha. Says the Aruch Sadin, it's a mitzvah saseh. That when something happens to a person, he should remember, v'yodatim lovecha, ki ka sheyaser ishes benoi, Hashem alekecha miyasrecha. You have to remember, banim atam l'Hashem aleikechem. Like Devin Ezra says, v'im loy tivinu, it's kasha leyovinu, abonim aktanim ma'isei aviyem. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'yodatim levavech, ki kasha yas ish es b'noi Hashem aleikechem yasrecha. But here's the chiddush lahalocha from the Orchas Sadikim. You don't see this every day. That there's a mitzvah saseh sheyatztik kol moy roisa. Shenema v'yavatim levavecha, ki kasha yas ish es b'noi Hashem aleikechem. But this is only mitzvah shvachai. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said. That's what Yaakov Meir Shechter was saying. He says, only mitzvah shvachai. Chaviv in Yisrael shenik rubanu l'makom. But chibi yisera noidaslam shenik rubanu l'makom. If it was noidaslam shenik rubanu l'makom, what does that mean? The banim atam l'Hashem aleikechem is only mitzvah shvachai. That means all this, that kiashiyash, this is benoi, this is all a muscle, this is the mitzvah shvachai that we were told. But you want to know what it really is? What it really is much greater. So I was thinking, just to end with one punchline. Hu haya oimer, he used to say, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenik Rubanim Lamakim. Chibi Yisrael Neidaslam, Shenik Rubanim Lamakim. So who's the who? Who Hoya Oimer? Efleg Zogin. He didn't just say it once. Who Hoya Oimer? You know, the Rishonim said that everything mentioned in Pirkei Avos, these were all things that were Margula Bepumayu the Tanah. Right? Everything. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, this. He didn't just say it once. It was Margula Bepumayu. Everything that you find in the. But this is Hu Hoya Oimer. This is a double Margula Bepumayu. Everything in Pirkei Avos is Margula Bepumayu. It's something that they used to always say. And here you have the double Lashon. Hu Hoya Oimer. So you have to turn back a few pages. You know who said it? It was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it. Rabbi Akiva said a lot of things in Pirkei Avos. Hu Hoya Oimer. This was Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenik Rubanu Lamakim. Chibi Yisera Neidaslam, Shenik Rubanu Lamakim. Rabbi Akiva's Midah, we spoke about this a lot recently, was the Midah of Kol Mada Ovid Rachmano Letav Ovid. He was Mishamish Nochamish Gamzu Chav Beishonim. What did he used to say? What did he used to say? Hu Hoya Oimer, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenik Rubanim Lamakim. And by the way, that's only Mitzvah Shvachai. That goes to the gut of the Mahalach of Rabbi Akiva. Because how does a person come to Simcha? How is a person able to be mekabel everything that happens to him? A person should realize that everything comes for the good, says the Evan Ezra. You have to remember, he says it on the Pasuk, Banim Atam L'Hashem Aleikechem. Says the Aruch HaSadik, B'midas HaSimcha Tluy Mitzvah Saseh Sheyatz Tekom Me'eroysov. V'yodatim L'vevech. That's the way. So if a person remembers, that's how a person can come to be besimcha. That's how a person can go and fend off all the issues that may be presented his way in life. What's the way? What's the mahalach? It's internalized. If you're dato im levavecho, that's Rabbi Akiva. Who hoya oimer? He used to say, Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakim. Chibi yaser noidaslam shenikru banim lamakim. You know, there was another Tana in Shas that used to also talk a lot about Banim Atam L'Hashem Aleikechem. It's a very famous Tana, and this might be his most famous memory in Shas. It's a Gemara, one of the places. Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Banim Atam L'Hashem Aleikechem. Bizman Shatam Noyag Minig Banim, Atam Kruyim Banim. But Ein Atam Noyag Minig Banim, Ein Atam Kruyim Banim.
You're only called a ben if you act like a ben. If you're not like a ben, you're not called a ben. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer said, ben kachu, ben kach kriyim banim. And this is quoted throughout Chazal and the Rishonim and the Svarim HaKadoshim. This was Rameyer Shita. Rameyer was the one who gave us this gift of ben kach, u ben kach kriyim banim. This is also Rameyer, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Not just a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was a Talmud that was kirabbi in terms of his Torah. Stam Mishnah's Rameyer, Alibad Rabbi Akiva, Misham Roya, Evan Yisrael, Avri Yaakov's Rabbi Akiva, and Rameyer, like the Chasam Sofer says. But this is also Rameyer, who was a Talmud mover of Rabbi Akiva, that despite all the nesyonis and all the adversity that he had in life, but Rameyer was able to overcome all his issues. Like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who said, Kom Adav Rachmanu Latavav, and like his Rebbe, Nochem Ish Gamzu, who said, Gamzu L'Toyva, Rabbi Akiva lived a life, Hu Hoya Omer. This is in Pirkei Avos, Hu Hoya Omer. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banam L'Mokim, Chibi Yisrael, Neidasam, Shenikru Banam L'Mokim, Shenem Banam Atam Hashem L'Keichem. And like his Rebbe, Rameyer did the same. Rameyer was the one who gave us the gift. Rameyer internalized this idea of Benkach, Hu Benkach, Kruyim Banim, and that's how Rameyer, like Rabbi Akiva, were able to come and reach these madrigas of Koma da'avid rachmano l'tavavid.